I fell in love with you first time I looked into them their eyes. You've got a certain real cute way of flirting with them their eyes.
Baby Goods, welcome. It's Norma Jay and this is the Still Rockin' Show, and this week we're going to take you back to the late 1950s and the early 60s. We're going to talk about jukeboxes. Yeah, the days of the jukebox. The people that worked on the jukeboxes and the records that were played. And we're going to feature Johnny Mitchell, and we're also going to feature a fantastic group from the 60s, Harper's Bazaar. So stay with me and enjoy the next 55 minutes with me, Norman Jay, and the Still Rockin' Show.
I'm gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes. Oh, what nice eyes you've got. I fell in love with you first time I looked into them, their eyes. You've got a certain real cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel happy, they make me blue. No, darling, I'm a falling. Gonna go a big way for cute little you. My heart is jumping cause you started something with them, their eyes. You'd better watch it, if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble. Gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes. Oh. Them, their eyes.
We are a great start there by Emil Ford with the song Them Their Eyes. And now we're going to have a spoonful of something. Well, spoonful of cream? No, it's actually cream with a song called Spoonful.
Precious love, satisfy my soul. Many lies about it, some of them cries about it, some of them dies about it. Everything's a fighting about the spoon. Thank you.
We've spoke about it before, you know. The revolution in music that happened in the late 1950s and early 1960s. It wasn't just music. Up to now, such things as teenagers hadn't existed. And the teenagers had different clothes, hairstyles, and our music was different to what our parents listened to. Clothes were brighter, more cheerful, trendy. Teenagers and rock and roll are born. Elvis Presley, Roy Orbison, The Beatles, The Stones, ABBA, The Bee Gees. The country, that's Britain, starts to change. This new 60s revolution, the style of furniture even, started to change the way we thought. People now didn't see any more shame in getting into debt. They would have higher purchase. They would buy new furniture. Furniture that was bright, cheerful. To make room for the furniture, the first thing that went was the old piano. The wooden floors, sometimes covered in lino, was now replaced by the carpet square. And where the piano was now a cocktail bar. Teenagers started going to coffee bars to listen to the jukeboxes and live music. Public houses changed. They lost their bowling greens and they became car parks. And the old guy in the corner that used to play the piano has gone, replaced by a jukebox. Coming up, some of the names on the jukeboxes of the 50s and 60s. Greg Douglas, Johnny Preston, Lee Dennis, Billy Fiore, The Beatles, and I've got to be careful with this one, Bobby Comstock and The Counts. And right now, Johnny Preston. Four little words.
I'm gonna take a chance, fall in love. Gonna take a chance on a broken heart. Cause I've gotta find out all I can about this four-letter word called love. Gonna take a chance, stay out late. Gonna take a chance on being away. Cause I've gotta find out if it's true about this four-letter word called love. About this four-letter word called love. It'll make you sad. It'll make you blue. It'll make you cry. Cause I've got to find out if it's true about this four-letter word called love.
Four little words there from Johnny Preston, and now Pretty Little Blue Eyes by Craig Douglas.
You moved in next door with your blue eyes. ask it to be. Gonna sit by your doorstep so that we can meet. Pretty blue eyes, please come out today so I can tell you what I have to say, that I love you, love you, pretty blue.
Talking to Rita and Peter today from Los Duendes Properties. Selling or buying a property, you need good agents. And Rita and Peter have many German and Dutch buyers. So if you've got a property that you want to sell, get in contact with them. They're based in Ampoya. Their website is losduendesproperties.com. And you can contact them on 628-09-1153. Cedulas can be arranged. The number again, 628-09-1153. Rita and Peter, the estate agent you can trust. Here's a guy that I play a lot on the radio. Was a good friend of mine, Billy Fury. And this one is called Summer.
When I get tired and feeling blue, I think of all the things I can do in summer.
Summer.
In summer.
Summer.
I'll swim or fish or go for a drive. The whole wide world will come alive in summer.
Summer.
In summer.
Summer.
Walking with the boys, talking with the girls, laughing with the boys, and kissing all the girls in summer. Every girl and every guy has that certain look in their eye in summer.
In summer.
In summer. A true love or a summer affair, no one knows and nobody cares in summer.
Summer.
In summer.
Summer.
Walking with the boys, talking with the girls, laughing with the boys and kissing all the girls in summer. Talking with the boys, talking with the girls, laughing with the boys and kissing all the girls in summer. So if you're a little like me, things will change most definitely in summer.
Summer.
In summer.
Summer.
Mm-hmm. All your blues will disappear. Doing things you've planned all year in summer.
Summer.
Oh, in summer.
Summer.
Walking with the boys, talking with the girls, laughing with the boys and kissing all the girls in summer. In summer. Roll on summer.
I was talking to Keith, a friend of mine, the other day. He lived in Manchester at the time. And he was an engineer and an installer for the jukeboxes. he had to go around and service them on a regular basis, because every two or three weeks, four or five new 45 singles would hit the charts. And they would have to go around and place these records in the jukeboxes. They'd take away the records that weren't played very much, because there was a built-in popularity meter. There were four big names in jukeboxes. They were Bel Air, The Rockola, Ceiling, and Wurlitzer, as well as a jukebox replacing the pianists in the pubs and clubs in the 1960s. They also replaced the Muzak systems that were supplied by Radiofusion. It was piped canned Muzak. It wasn't very costly, because pop performing rights wasn't payable. Some of the old generation, you know, they called the jukebox the Tingleri. One thing that was necessary, the 45s used to have their centres punched out to fit onto the drive of the jukebox machine. This was done by hand, and Keith tells me that on many occasions he had a very sore finger on a busy week. After replenishing the records, the engineer would polish the jukebox and make it look nice and shiny. They were very colourful, with mirrors and glass and flashing lights. And to make a little bit extra, the engineers would clean the mirrors in the pubs before they left. When the Beatles hit the scene, it got even busier. More regular visits were needed around the jukeboxes to put the new Beatles records in place. And here's a Beatles song. Every Little Thing She Does.
When I'm walking beside her, people tell me I'm lucky. Yes, I know I'm a lucky guy. I remember the first time I was lonely without her. Yes, I know that she loves me now. There is one thing I'm sure of. I will love her forever. For I know love will never die. Every little thing she does for me, yeah. And you know the thing she does for me.
Moving away from jukeboxes and the music that was played in them, we're going to feature a young lady called Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell was born Roberta John Anderson on November the 7th, 1943. In Canada, she started by busking in the streets of Toronto, and after a few years was very well known on both sides of the pond. Signed for Reprise Records, she recorded her debut album, which included Big Yellow Taxi and Woodstock. I've picked two songs from the album The Hissing of Summer Lawns that was released in 1976. The first one is called Henry's House.
Heat waves on the runway as the wheels set down. Takes his baggage off the carousel. He takes a taxi into town. Yellow schools of taxi fishes. Jonah and a ticking whale caught up at the lights in the fishnet windows of Bloomingdale's. Watching those high fashion girls, skinny black models with raving curls, and beauty parlor blondes with credit card eyes, looking for the chic and the fancy to buy. He opens up his suitcase in the Continental Suite, and people 30 stories down look like colored currants in the street. Helicopter lands on the Pan Am roof like a dragonfly on a tomb, and businessmen in button-downs press into conference rooms. Battalions of paper-minded males talking commodities and sales, while at home their paper wives and their paper paper the walls to keep their gut reactions hid. Yellow checkers for the kitchen, climbing ivy for the bath. She is lost. Caught up in chief of staff. He drifts off into the memory of the way she looked in school, with her body oiled and shining at the public swimming pool. The more I'm with you, pretty baby, the more could do with Harry's house and Harry's take-home pay.
This is a nice ballad by Johnny Mitchell, and it's called Morning Morgantown.
When morning comes to Morgantown, the merchants roll their awnings down. The milk trucks make their morning rounds in morning Morgantown. We'll rise up early with the sun to ride the bus while everyone is yawning and the day is young. In morning Morgantown, morning Morgantown, buy your dreams a dollar down. Morning any town you name, morning's just the same. We'll find a table in the shade, sip our tea and lemonade, and watch the morning on parade in morning Morgantown. Ladies in their rainbow fashions, colored stop and go lights flashing, we'll wink at total strangers passing in morning Morgantown.
Just an empty space, and you coming back to me. just make you turn around. Turn around and see me cry. There's so much I need to say to you. So many reasons why.
Was Phil Collins, and against all odds and against all odds, we've got Sting.
I'm
Mentioned a few names before of acts and bands that were around when the jukeboxes were being played, but I mean there's millions of them, including this guy, Buddy Holly.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me love's for fools, so here I go. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has learned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Set apart for me, it seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Doggone easy, doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm.
so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, were you concerned my heart has
been? Now here's another guy that would have been on the jukeboxes in them days. He started life in about 1954, just before Elvis. His name's Charlie Gracie. And I was with Charlie this week in Barcelona. And we had a great chat and an interview. He was over here for a concert called Screaming. Yeah. The little town near Barcelona was filled with people from all over the continent dressed up in the traditional 50s and 60s gear. It was fabulous. And this is the title of the track. Charlie Gracie. Fabulous.
Well, I always knew I was crazy for you. How'd I know you'd thrill me so? If this is love, well, it's fabulous. Your lips are close to mine, I get chills up my spine. And when they touch, I thrill so much. If this is love, it's fabulous. I read in a book about love and its charms, but I never knew till I held you in my arms. Tells you tight, well I know I'm right. Cause only you can do what you do. If this is love, it's fabulous. Always knew I was crazy for you. How'd I know that you'd thrill me so? If this is a love, well, it's fabulous. Your lips are close to mine, I get chills up my spine. When they touch, I thrill so much. If this is love, well, it's fabulous. It's fabulous. If this is love, well, it's fabulous.
Charlie Gracie there with Fabulous, and what a nice guy Charlie is. We met his wife and a couple of other people after the show, and we spent a couple of hours having a chat about the old days. Now, I've got to be careful about this one. This is Bobby Comstock and The Counts.
Oh, well, I was dancing with my baby to the Tennessee waltz. When an old friend I happened to see, I introduced him to my baby. And while they were dancing, my friend stole my baby from me. Well, I remember that night, when that Tennessee waltz. Well, only you know just how much I've lost. Well, I lost my baby. The night that they were playing that beautiful Tennessee waltz.
you'd like a request on the Still Rockin' Show, you can contact me via email. The email is normaninspace@gmail.com. It's true. Was a one-hit wonder by Mickey and Sylvia, Love is Strange. And now I'm going to feature a great band from the 60s. It's Harper's Bazaar. Harper's Bazaar, an American pop rock band of the 1960s. Members of Harper's Bazaar: Ted Templeman, Dick Scoppeltone, Tom Sowell, Eddie James, Dick Yont and John Peterson. They came from Santa Cruz in California.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. You know when I come to watch your flowers growing, ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do do, feeling groovy,
feeling groovy, feeling groovy,
feeling groovy, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. Ready to sleep, let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
This is one of my favourites of the time by Harper's Bazaar, Simon Smith and the Amazing Dancing Bear.
Sincere smile and my dancing bear. Outrageous, alarming, courageous, charming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. All stop to stare, making the grandest entrance of Simon Smith and his dancing bear. They'll love us, won't they? They feed us, don't they? Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Simon Smith and his dancing bear. It's Simon Smith and the Amazing.
Okay, that was another program with me, Norman Jay, the Still Rocking Show, and I hope you enjoyed it. It was about the 50s and the 60s, and we're going to finish with a great song from the late 60s. It's by a gang of guys called Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch. And the song goes just like this. See you next week. Adios.
Esta es la leyenda de Xanadu.
Clear eyes of yours ever filled with the pain and tears of